She is currently a project manager for a federally funded study exploring the cultural specific needs of Hispanic cancer survivors. Her research interests include chronic disease management among Hispanics in the U.S. and development of adaptation of culturally appropriate research agents. And with that.
Hello. So I'm going to be talking about the use of complementary and alternative medicine, specifically the use of natural remedies. That's what my presentation is about, and for type 2 diabetes management in a Florida farm working community. And these are my co-authors. I have no relationship to disclose. And this data that I'm going to be presenting comes from a larger study, a pilot study, looking at the beliefs about disease causality, self-management practices, and barriers to diabetes care among Hispanic and a farm working community in Florida. Like I said, I'm going to be presenting on use of natural remedies. So I'm going to start by presenting some background information on why it is important to study this issue. So my background section is gone. I don't know what happened, but I can tell you. It is important to study this issue because type 2 diabetes is the fifth leading cause of death among Hispanics in the United States, and interestingly, it is not even among the top 10 causes of death for non-Hispanic whites, and estimated 30 million people in the United States are living with diabetes, and the prevalence among Hispanics 20 and older is 13%. And Hispanic ethnicities are established risk factors for diabetes, with Hispanics being at a 70% increased risk of developing the disease. And then among Hispanics, we have farm workers who carry a disproportionate burden of for the disease, and it's mainly because of lack of insurance and the fact that they tend to live in more rural areas, and that further limits the access to care. Also, it is known that the cultural beliefs and values of the Hispanic culture influence the treatment behavior for diabetes. And for example, we have studies with patients with diabetes have found that 67 to 95% of Latinos use some type of CAM to control their glucose levels. Okay, so now I can go back to my presentation.
Sorry, is that including prayer or not?
Not including prayer. Thank you for that. So this study took place in a faith-based community clinic in West Central Florida, so right there. And we used a purpose example of 30 Spanish-speaking men and women who had a diabetes diagnosis, and they went to this clinic for services. We used a mixed method approach, and we conducted ethnographic interviews, including free list questions, open-ended question, and closed-ended ethnographic question. We of the height and weight of each participant was measured to calculate their BMI, and when available, we used the most recent A1C result. So our study population was comprised of an equal proportion of men and women. The mean age was 49. Most of the participants are Mexican. They are married or living with a partner. Most of them are also employed, and they work in the agricultural sector. 40% of them have been living with diabetes for 5 years or longer, and the vast majority of them are uninsured. So based on their BMI, you can see that most of them were overweight or obese, and A1C results were available for 24 out of the 30 participants, and 60% of them had poor A1C levels, 7 or higher, which indicates poor control of their glucose. So when we asked the participants what are some of the causes for diabetes during the free list questionnaire, the most commonly reported causes were poor nutrition and heredity. But we also have more emotional causes that have been reported before in the literature, like coraje and susto. The majority of the participants believe that diabetes was chronic, but they would not use the word chronic. They would refer to they would describe the disease as you cannot cure it, or it cannot be, you can only manage it. You cannot be cured. You can only treat it. But then we have 9 out of 30 participants who believe that diabetes can be cured by either taking your medication, being on a diet, or even by using home remedies. And this is just an illustrative quote. We were asking this participant if he had diabetes, his diabetes could be cured, and he was, oh yeah, I've seen a lot of people who have been cured of that. Here in the US, no, but in Mexico, yes. And we asked them, what do they do? What do you call them? Natural remedies? And we asked them, which ones? Well, there are a lot of herbs and looking for other remedies, but it can be cured. So interestingly enough, 8 out of 30 participants, when we asked them, what do you think diabetes do to your body? 8 out of 30 mentioned something related to it changing the composition of the body, specifically noting a change in the consistency of the blood. It's important to know that in the Mexican American community and other Latin American countries, diabetes is referred to as azúcar, or blood sugar, azúcar en la sangre. And some participants also mentioned something related to the blood becoming watery, or the blood not being able to circulate through the veins. And this is a really good quote. What I think is that the sugar does not pass through all the veins well. That is what I think. I don't know if it is true. Well, yeah, because since the sugar is very sweet, it does not run well in the blood. So we also asked participants about their management strategies, and 37% of them talk about home remedies to manage. And here we have some of the remedies that the participants talked about. So nopal, aloe vera, mispero or loquat, and nopalinasa was a popular ingredient that they talked about, and it's a mixture of flaxseed and nopal. And they would talk about making teas with bitter herbs, making shakes with different fruits and these food ingredients, these ingredients and plants that you see here. And this quote is from a lady who went on to explain how she would prepare the teas and the shakes, and that she would do it because her mom, who was in diabetes, these remedies were helpful, and she was hoping that it would help her too. So a lot of the participants talked about the remedies and the ingredients being bitter versus non-bitter. And if you go think about the way they conceptualize the disease and the sugar in the blood, this makes sense. You can think of it as they're looking for the opposite. So since they think the sugar is sweet, they're looking for something bitter to kind of counteract that sweetness. So something interesting that we saw is that the conversation about home remedies is not happening, and the participants who reported currently using or having, or those who have used home remedies, have not, only 7 of them have the conversation with their providers. And some of the reasons for not disclosing use of home remedies were the providers not asking, or the patients being afraid of getting a negative response. So here are some of the reasons why they use home remedy. And this cure diabetes at the end, that was to a lesser extent. But inability to pay for medication, maintain glucose level, hoping to relieve their symptoms, improve physical and emotional quality of life, and to complement or sometimes substitute their prescribed medication. Some reasons to not use here, and the main one was not being sure of the medications being safe or effective. These are some barriers to management. And then here we know that diabetes is a major public health problem in this community, and it's further limited by, the diabetes care is limited by economic barriers. And you can, from interviews, you were able to see that the participants are knowledgeable about the recommended modification for their lifestyle for diabetes management, and they try to incorporate and adopt those recommendations, but yet they had poor A1C results and were obese or overweight. We also can conclude that the cultural and family values and financial means are factors that determine the use of cultural of natural remedies in this community. And it was obvious that there is a need for patient-provider communication about natural remedies. Some of the implications of this study are applied to, they contribute to our understanding of the patterns and the decision-making processes for natural remedy use. And this data, this information can contribute to, can inform the development of our culturally appropriate intervention and programs for diabetes management. And there are also implications for healthcare providers serving the Hispanic community in rural areas. And it indicates, what it shows, that if we ask questions about how the patients see their disease, how they make sense of it, we can find interesting information that would help to develop better management plans, taking into account the barriers that the patients are facing. So this is just acknowledgement to our community partners, and muchas gracias. Okay, could you repeat your question again?
I think, can you, the so-called study means follow up several months for the diabetes patient, they use natural food or natural treatment to see how they control their blood.
Are you talking about like an effectiveness, like a study to look at the effectiveness of home remedies? Well, this is a pilot study, and hopefully with this data, the idea is to apply for a grant to do a larger study, and we're looking into finding out more about the effectiveness of these home remedies and to ask them more about, question more specific about how they use the home remedies and just to see if those are really effective. Yeah.
Mentioned their need for the patient-provider communication.
Mm-hmm.
Did you collect any data about how often they're seeing the providers? And yeah, you said that most of them were uninsured.
Yeah.
What's the context of them meeting with providers?
Okay, so most of these participants, the vast majority of them are uninsured, and they receive service at this clinic, and because of the diabetes being such a big problem in the community, this community clinic started having diabetes clinic the first Friday of every month, and that's when they get to see a doctor. And it's not a guarantee that they're going to go every month to see a provider.
Is it the same doctor every month? Do they have a an ongoing relationship?
Well, they'll see the nurses every month, the same nurses, who are also providing the diabetes self-management education.
I'm just wondering about some of the other cultural factors playing into a lot of this information being left out in the visit.
Okay, so all the clinic staff, all of them are bilingual. And this clinic serves 60% of the patients they serve are Mexican American, which is the large Hispanic subgroup in the area. And they receive service in the native language. Everything is in Spanish. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have all questions for discussion. So thank you very much.